You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS-FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
This is All in Our Family. I'm Miss Yolanda Robinson. We are all family. All in Our Family, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and you're in touch with All in Our Family. And I'm S. Yolanda Robinson, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Oh, we have an icon coming on our show. He should be calling pretty soon. I knew him when he was a student at Ohio State, and it's been so wonderful watching this man grow. He has one of the largest minority enterprises in the country, owns five newspapers, has multiple McDonald's franchise, and also has been a partner in the MGM casinos. But he'll be calling in pretty soon. But before we start interviewing him, I wanted to make some announcements. I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Oh, gosh, I'm a mother, and I know what you've gone through. It's been really, sometimes it's difficult raising children, but, you know, we just do it. And so I am just so happy to be able to tell you Happy Mother's Day and enjoy your Mother's Day, you know, because all you moms out there, you deserve it. So I applaud you, and let's just keep on being the good moms that you are. But you know something? I am so happy that many of you out there, we defeated the issue six. You know, issue six was something, wasn't it? And guess what? It showed that grassroots people can make a difference, you know, because the people downtown was for issue six. And, you know, the people downtown, the grassroots folks said, you know, you need to give us some real issues. And you sent the message out there. They didn't have a whole lot of money to do that campaign. But, you know, the voters came out and they have, and it shows that we have a voice. But, you know, there's something else that's been bothering me quite a bit, and you know, we'll probably do something about that in Columbus, Ohio. We will be doing something about it in Columbus, Ohio, and that's the stuff that's going on in Nigeria with those girls. You know, we're asking every sorority, every fraternity, everybody to take a moment of prayer and try to and send a message across that they need to bring those girls home, you know. And also we have problems here, you know, with human trafficking. So we got to do something about this. I mean, 7-year-old girls being raped 15 times. That is insane. You know, what kind of people do we have that are raping our little girls and our little babies? But we got to send that message out. Bring those girls back home. So, you know, some of the ladies and men and church organizations, I've been talking to them, and we're going to come together here in Columbus and come and be in support of that. And other issues that are affecting our families, that is a family issue. I also want to talk about the school lunch program. You know, I'm probably going to send a message out to the children, you know, a million children, tweeting, saying they don't like vegetables and fruit. You know, I applaud Michelle Obama for our first lady, Michelle Obama, for taking a stand and saying we're going to serve good food in the schools, because you know what? obesity is high in our community. We have so much obesity, and it's predicted if we keep going down this road, our kids are going to be, we're going to outlive our children. Our children are not going to be able to enjoy their life. So all you children out there that don't like vegetables, go eat an apple and be quiet and grow up and be healthy. I could not believe. I said, they're attacking somebody who is trying to get them to live longer, to have a better lifestyle. You know, we've been eating all this crap, including yours truly, for many, many years. And then it shows later on, you know, because we have a high rate of diabetes. We have the obesity rate, as I said, with our young children is outrageous. And so in order to, we have, and I'm so glad that she didn't even, she didn't talk about it. She is about it. She went to all these stores and encouraged them to go down on the cost of vegetables. And then with the Department of Agriculture, she made it mandatory that they eat fruit and vegetables. What's wrong with eating fruit and vegetables? Come on, kids. You know, we want to live. We want you to live longer, and I'm sure that the First Lady wants you to live longer, and all of us want you to live longer and have a happy lifestyle style. So we have to change some of the things that we've been doing, and making sure that we change some of the things, and that we have a long life. Coming up on my show, oh my gosh, I have some very exciting people coming up. We have Dr. Alvin Poussaint, who will be coming on June the 10th. Leonard Jeffries, you know, people know Dr. Poussaint. Dr. Poussaint was a consultant to Bill Cosby. And Leonard Jeffries, you know, he's also worked at City University. He's going to be talking about the family from going from Africa all the way to the United States. We have the Simba program coming on. And, you know, during June, we're going to salute our dads, you know, because I think that some way, somehow, our dads are not getting enough credit for the work that they do and for being the good dads. We're going to salute those good dads that stay in there and raise the families and our excellent role models. So we're going to, the June program is more or less dedicated to dads. You know, we're going to talk about some dads' issues, too, because, you know, dads are having some issues. And I think some of it is, I know some of it is systemic. So we're going to have some dads on talking in June. We also have a program coming up on human trafficking. I have a lady that has sent me a book that I haven't had a chance to read, but I will be reading it about the human trafficking that was done in Desert Storm. And we also have another lady that will be talking about getting rid of clutter. How do you get rid of clutter? And, you know, we all need to do that. I'm going to be listening really good because, you know, every time I get rid of clutter, it comes right back. So I want to know, how do you get rid of it completely, you know? So she's going to be on our show. We have a young entrepreneur that's coming on our show. His name is Charles Campbell. You know, I did a show that talked about we need some more jobs in our community. We need people to create jobs and give jobs back in our community. And so we have Charles Campbell, who will be coming on our show, and he'll be talking about jobs, getting jobs. He has some ideas on some jobs and solar energy, and he talks about black love and having a black agenda. So he will be coming on our show in a couple weeks. He'll be on our show. Now, coming up, you'll see yours truly, me, at the Kwanzaa Park. I will be the MC. Me and Malek Haru will be MCing the Malcolm X Day. You know, wow, I consider that an honor. You know, I had an opportunity when I worked at Ohio State to do the logistics of his wife, Betty, the late,